Tonight we're up to the fourth Mishnah in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, continuing with Rabbeinu Yonah, Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Tzredov, Yossi ben Yochanan, Ish Yushalayim, Kiblu Mehem. The Mishnah continues a list of the Tanayim accepting the Mesor from the previous Mishnah from Antikinus, Ish Soko, and Mishimon HaTzadik. And they each had what to say. The Mishnah continues, Mishnah Dalet, continues with specifically Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Tzredov. And he says three things. Number one, he says, Yebeischo beit vad l'chachamim. Your house should be a meeting place for the Chachamim. As Rabbeinu Yonah explains and others, that not everyone's home necessarily can be a meeting place for the Chachamim. When the Chachamim of an ear, when the leaders of the city need to get together for a meeting place, they can't always be in all of our houses. It doesn't work. But a person has to make their house the type of home where they would want to go to. If it was suggested to the Chachamim of the ear, we need to meet in someone's home, whose house are we going to go to? Well, when they think of our particular homes, our house has to be set up in a way where they would feel comfortable. Yeah, that's the type of home that I would feel comfortable going to. And that determines how we set up our home, what goes on within our home, what the home looks like, what kind of pictures are hanging up in the home. It determines, it's the nature of the home. And says the Mishnah, your home has to be the kind of place that when the Chachamim gather and they need to discuss something, they would feel comfortable and would want to be at your house. That's statement number one that Yossi ben Yoezer says. Number two, he says, "Ye misavik ba'ofer raglayim," and you should sit in the dust of their feet. Which in a simple meaning, as Rabbi Yonah explains, means to be mechabed the Chachamim, to give them kavod as it used to be. They would sit on benches, and the Talmidim, the students, would sit on the floor, literally at the dust of their feet. And they would sit in a form of covenant, in a form of respect, at the form of at the feet of the Chachamim. I remember hearing over the years, I don't remember from who, it could be from many, who say that the word, the Mishnah specifically doesn't say to sit at their feet, but misavek, which is a word which also means not just to sit, but to fight. As Vaisavek Ishimo, the angel fought with Yaakov, to fight with the Chachamim. As anything that's said in Torah is accepted only with a fight, to understand it, to make sure that it's clear. But when we're misavik with the Chachamim, when we fight with the words of the Chachamim, be it in the Mishnah, the Gemara, or our Rebbeim, it's ba'ofer raglayim. We understand the nature of who it is that we're fighting with. And it's always okay to question when a person is learning. You have to question. You have to say, I don't understand. Why would he say this? How can he say it like this? It always comes with the question. Understanding only comes with questioning, but it needs to be done. There's a way to question, and there's a way to question. There's a way to question without respect. There's a way to question despairingly, and there's a way to question with, I understand the greatness of the person who made this statement, and I don't understand it, and I want to understand it. And therefore, when we're misavik, when we fight, and we fight in Torah to understand, it's always with the knowledge of ba'ofer raglayim, that we are the dust of their feet, of the generations which came before us, and the Chachamim. And therefore it's with questioning, but it's with questioning with respect. And then the third thing that Yossi ben Yoezer says, Hevishosa bitsama estivrehim, drink thirstily their words. And Rabbeinu Yonah here has a brilliant comment. Rabbeinu Yonah here says, he quotes this concept of drinking thirstily the words of the sages is rooted in a pasuk in Mishlei from Shlomo. Beautiful, beautiful pasuk. Nefesh sav'a tavus nefes. A satiated soul will be disgusted with the honeycomb. The honeycomb, the symbol of sweetness, the symbol of that which is enjoyable, but if you're satiated, if you're already full, if you have no desire to eat, then even the honeycomb, you have no interest. It's disgusting to you, it's repulsive to you because you're already full. But continue Shlomo and Mishlei, the nefesh ra'avah, but the starving soul, kol mar, even bitter foods are masok, are sweet. And Shlomo HaMelech has this beautiful way, the poetry of describing when you're satiated, the most sweet foods in front of you have no interest. And when you're full, the sweet foods have no interest. But when you're starving, even the bitterest of foods are sweet. Now, what Shlomo Melech is discussing is a physical reality. We've all experienced that, walking past a Viennese table when we're hungry, and everything looks amazing, and then after we fill our plate, and we've stuffed our faces, and there's still leftovers on the plate, whatever's left over after we're stuffed, there's no interest. We're already beyond that. We're full, and even though it looked so good just a few moments before, it loses the appeal when you're stuffed, when you know you've already overeaten, whatever's left on your plate, you have no interest. Says Shlomo HaMelech, it doesn't, says the Rebbeinu Yonah, that's what Chazal are saying, that same reality applies to Torah, which is not a physical reality of I'm hungry or I'm full, it's an attitude of the learner. If the one doing the learning says, I am missing something. I am starving. I have to have it. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no matter what words of Torah being said, they might be dry, they might be a halacha. If you're starving for it, you realize, ki heim chayenu ve'orach yameinu, this is my lifeline and I need it. If that's the attitude, you go into the learning, everything is sweet. And if you go into it already full, satiated, I have no interest, I'm done, I've learned already, I don't need to learn this, whatever it may be, you might be hearing the most golden pearl of Torah, says Rabbeinu Yonah. It could be a nugget. But if you're already full and you don't have the interest, the attitude, then you won't have any interest in it. And Rabbeinu Yonah says the same way that it's a physical reality in terms of our stomachs and whether or not we're full or whether or not we're hungry, the same thing applies to our attitudes in approaching learning. If we're hungry for it and we understand the significance, everything that's said is drunk with thirst and it's filling and it's desirable. But if the attitude is one, is I'm already full and I'm done, then no matter what's taught, you're going to have absolutely no interest. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's the pshat. Have yishosa ditzamas devrayim, drink thirstily the words of the Chachamim. It's for thirst that we have to have beforehand, and we will be able to drink it up.